have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We're so excited tonight to be here with you guys. Amen. Yet another time, we thank God for this opportunity. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Come on, give him what's due him tonight. Hallelujah. How many of you love God tonight? And if you love him, you ought to show some kindness. Yes, Lord. If you love the Lord, you ought to be able to testify of his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter is on tonight with Keeping It Real. Listen, people of God, we're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it 100 with you. Amen. We're not going to sugarcoat nothing because you got too much sugar anyway. Hallelujah. We're not going to listen. We're going to tell you the truth in love. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited tonight. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't care what's going on in the world. I'm still excited about what God is getting ready to do for us, his people, his remnant. Amen. Glory to God. He saw fit to allow you to live today so that you can do whatever he called you to do in the earth. And so because he allowed us to be here today, we're going to rejoice in this day, and we're going to be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, go ahead and call a neighbor, tag a friend. Let them know I'm here tonight. Amen. That's plan. God had it. Listen, he had us in mind. So we want to go ahead and get our accolades out of the way. We want to thank tonight Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Hallelujah, for making it happen every week, week after week, after week after week. We thank God for her. Amen. And all of the things that God is putting in her hands to do. And we're just excited about her future. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we got a lot of things to discuss. Amen. But we just thank God. Amen. We just give him glory tonight. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you tonight for this opportunity. We thank you tonight, God, that you allowed us to be here yet another time. Father, we thank you tonight that we're so grateful for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. So tonight we praise your name. We lift you up. We glorify you. We magnify you. We extol your name, oh God. So God, tonight bless your people, whatever they need. Whatever they're standing in need of tonight, we ask that you grant them, hallelujah, the access. Father, we thank you for the favor that resides over their lives. Father, let them come into a greater level of submission unto you, oh God. Let them come into a greater level of relationship with you, and we give you praise tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listen, people of God, we are so fortunate to be in the land among the living. I don't want y'all to take your life for granted. I understand we all go through things. The Bible said that tests and trials, they come to make us strong. And we are going to have tribulations, right? I know we're going to have some people that come up against us that we may want to tell them some things. Some people we just may want to knock their heads off. But listen, there is a better way. Can I tell you tonight, there is a better way to handle some of these things that we are enduring. Let me tell you, God wants us to handle these hardships like good soldiers. Amen. We are more than conquerors. We have the ability to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and by any means they shall not harm us. Listen, we have the power and the ability to overcome any obstacle, to overcome our adversary on a day-to-day basis. We ain't got to be praying 10 years for us to have the victory. We got the victory right now. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to know that whatever your situation is tonight, you have the victory in Jesus. You got the victory, people of God. Saints, you got the victory. Sinners, you got the victory in God. Yes, we all have the victory in him. Not in ourselves, but in God. Amen. In Christ, there is no failure. Glory to God tonight. So listen, we're going on in our little group where we have to talk about what's going on in the world. I'm just going to shed a little light. Y'all can go do your research. Amen. So there is a women's NBA player. So that's a National Basketball Association, right? Amen. She is an African-American who is 31 years old. Her name is, let me see what this lady name is, Brittany. Yeah, Brittany Griner, right? Brittany Griner. I read this some days ago. She is right now being detained, has been arrested, all right, by the Russian Well, actually, yeah, she's been detained by the Russians, right? She's over there in a, I don't know if it's a jail or a prison, because they're saying she's facing 10 years of prison. However, well, she was detained at the airport. And because she caught, she was suspicious of having cannabis. I think they said the vape pen. And so I began to tell this on last night. And so they caught her. Her family didn't even know anything. She is married to a, I don't know her wife's name. I don't care to know all of that, but she's married to a woman. And the woman actually came out and told the press about, you know, she had just found out where her wife was. Amen. And so they have her in a jail. I'm going to say a jail. I don't want to say prison. They have her in a jail. I don't know how Russians do their thing. I ain't even interested. But she's there being detained because of a vaping pen that they found in her luggage. Come on here, y'all. Now, listen. Now, it may be illegal to have a vape over there. I can't even see it being illegal with the Russians. Come on, I mean, just the pen. All right, now, y'all, they doing too much. She's an African-American woman who also plays for Moscow after her season is over in the United States. She goes over there to play for more money. She makes $1.5 million per off-season, you know, per her off-season where she plays. She plays for the Phoenix Mercury. She makes six times her salary when she's in Moscow than what she does in the United States. So I don't knock the woman for going over there, right? But however, she's now detained for a vaping pen. Does that make sense to y'all? Come on, let's go back to the Olympics. We had another African American. Her name, all I can remember is her last name, Richardson. A young woman who was top in her game. She was a runner. I'm telling you, she sprinted. I'm telling you, she was like faster than a bunny. I'm telling you, this girl was, listen, she was off the charts, right? And she was going through some things. She was dealing with anxiety. You know, they deal with a lot of things being in the Olympics. You know, they have to, it's a lot to what they're doing. We're looking at it that's easy. It's not easy to do what they're doing. They have to get their bodies right. They have to get their mental state right. It's a lot of work, amen, in their craft. So she, grandmother, I think her grandmother passed and she was smoking marijuana. Well, they found it in her system. They sent this African-American woman back to Houston to come home. She couldn't even participate. And she had to wait. She had to sit out 2 years. So listen, young girl, practicing, building all, working all her life to get to this point, and then it's taken away, right? I'm not justifying what she did, but what I will say, if it's good for the goose, it should be good for the gander. Then here's a Russian woman who was found with drugs in her system, enhancement drugs to make her perform well while she was doing her craft in the Olympics. All right, they found it. Yeah, they said, well, you know, they went on with their little thing that they do, and they let her participate. They didn't send her home. So if they can leave the Russian woman in the Olympics, they should have left Richardson in the Olympics. That's what I say. I'm saying it. I don't care what nobody else say, and that's my stance, and I'm through with it. Now, here's a lot of things that are going on. The United States is shutting down the banks, the Bitcoin. They're shutting down now the gas. So your gas may be $5. Some places here in Alabama is $4 something. I'm telling you, it's going up. But listen, people of God, we got to take a stand somewhere. And had our president taken a stand early on when Putin began to talk about this and stood up, we wouldn't be in this situation. However, because of fear, here we go again. Let me tell you something. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Now, 2024, y'all decide what y'all going to do. Are we going to keep putting cowards in the presidential seat in these offices, or are we going to put godly men and women who's going to do right by God's people and for God's people? And that's my, listen, that's it, and that's all I got to say. Amen. We're moving on. Let us go to the word of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We're not going to be long before you. We're going to read a little bit because, you know, this is Bible study as well. Amen. So let's go to 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. If you can hear me well, let me know. Amen. I'm sorry my voice is cracking. Amen. It's been cracking since, I will say, last Thursday, Sunday, Monday. Tonight is Tuesday, and we are back at it again. Amen. 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. I'm going to just go briefly. I'm going to start somewhere because this is where I want us to go. Let's go to the 8th chapter, then I'm going to go all the way back up. And David inquired at the Lord. The Bible says at the Lord in the King James Version. It says, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So my message tonight is for some of you. I came to tell you that the Lord said, you are about to recover all. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for. I hope this knock out 1,000 of y'all tonight. I hope this ministered to 1,000 of you tonight, that surely you are getting ready to recover all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So here it is. We're going back to, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. They didn't kill any of the women and the children, right? But they carried them away. So David and his men came to the city. And behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the peoples that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more tears to weep. Listen at this. Here you, they coming back off of a, from a battle. They had just went coming from a battle where they had won. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They had been given victory in this battle, and here comes the Amalekites, right? They have just come back off of out of battle, and they had the victory. So when people come from a battle, when they have won something, you know they're ready to what? Celebrate, right? They couldn't celebrate because when they came back, their whole city was burned. The wives, their children were gone. Right? So they didn't know what to think. They didn't know who did it. They didn't know who attacked them. Let me tell you something. A lot of times when God bless you and you are celebrating your victory, you got people coming from the north and the south. They ready to attack. They ready to stop you before you can even celebrate. They're ready to listen. I'm trying to tell you something. They're ready to listen. You celebrate because you won here, but over here, they're trying to wipe you out because they don't want you to have any victory. The devil is already mad with you because God is blessing you. The devil is already mad with you because God chose you. The devil is already mad with you because you got a victory, right? So if you got a victory, that means you are up over him. You have superseded him. You have triumphed over your enemy, right? So here it is. He has to come another way. Well, I can't get them because they done already won. So I got to attack those that are closest to them. I got to slaughter those that are close to them. I got to shipwreck things that means a lot to them. All right. So there was nobody that was there covering the women and the children. So the enemy came in. Amen. He came in unaware. Listen, that's how Satan works. He likes to sneak up on you. But listen, when you're walking in authority and in power, he has to try to sneak up because you're so in tune. You should be in tune with the Spirit of God that you know when the enemy's coming. You can smell it. Come on here. You can feel it. Mando Boshaya. You can listen. You know something ain't right. You may not know what it is actually, but you know there's something that's just not right. However, the family was taken, but they didn't hurt the family. All right, it said they carried them away. They carried them away, small and great. And so, listen. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. Now here I am, a king, hallelujah, and I have hired all, I've employed all of these men, and I have caused all of this group to come together. I mean, over 400 men. Come on, somebody. And you mean to tell me because we done come off a battle and everything is gone in our city, now you want to stone the one who has the power over you? You want to stone the one who really gives provision for you in this, God, in this place? You want to kill the one who God is using to make a difference? My God. And that's just how it is today. Y'all want to kill the messenger because the messenger give you the unadulterated true word of God. The messenger comes with what God is releasing in the earth. The messenger has the voice that God has chosen to be an influencer or to be the authentic voice, amen, a legislative authority figure in the earth. And you want to kill them. You want to smother them. You want to shut them down. You want, listen, you like that python snake that want to suck the life up out of them because they tell you the truth. Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? My God, tonight. So here it is. They want to stone David. Lord have mercy, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. Sometimes you got to encourage your own self. Sometimes your leaders are not going to be there to pat you on the back. Sometimes your spiritual coaches are not going to be there. Sometimes your husband and your wife, they may not be there to encourage you. So what you got to do, you got to encourage your own self. You got to build your own self up. You got to pray in the Holy Spirit. By praying in your heavenly language, it builds you up on your most holy faith. That's in the word. Hallelujah. So sometimes we do have to encourage ourselves. That in that place, that's where great affirmations come. You have to speak over yourself, speak life over yourself. You got to call those things that be not as though they already are. You got to declare and to decree a thing, and so shall it be. If you say it, hallelujah, if you say it and you keep saying it and you believe in it, it shall manifest, right? Words have power. So we have to watch what we say. We have to watch how we deliver. We got to watch. We got to make sure we choose the right words. We got to make sure we choose, amen, the right to the way to convey a thing so that we don't get misconstrued. You're going to have many people because it's a call according to which side of their brains they're thinking on. You're going to have somebody all the time thinking you coming for them, or you're trying to belittle them, or you're trying to talk down on them, or you're trying to exclude them. It's because of the way that they think. Hallelujah. They got a whole nother mindset. But listen, when they come into agreement with the things of God, then and only then can you begin to speak to them in the way that you should. And then they'll understand it properly because they no longer have that old man mentality. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Ah, she pity on the Messiah. All right. And so we're going back to verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop and overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, but thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail. Hallelujah. Now, anytime God says shall, that's a promise. I promise you, if you pursue them, that you're going to overtake them and you're going to recover. I promise you tonight that if you get in alignment with God's will for your life, you shall surely live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I'm trying to tell you, though they slay you, yet you gonna trust God. Hallelujah. So David went, and his 600 men that were with him, and it came to a brook, Bezor, which those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued. Listen, sometimes you got to go alone. Can y'all say, Lord, I'll go if I have to go by myself. Lord, wherever you lead me, I will follow. Lord, wherever you take me, I'm willing to go all the way from faith to glory. I'm willing to go. So here it is. Sometimes you got to go places by yourself. Sometimes you can't take people with you because they're not ready, hallelujah, to go the extra mile. You may be going outside of the mile. Amen, because you in high pursuit after the things of God. And everybody is not trying to chase them. Hallelujah. But David pursued. Amen. And listen, he went on. And Bassam had to stay behind. Amen. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat. And they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him. Listen, sometimes you're going to have to feed folks natural food. And then in order for them to understand the spiritual food. Is that all right? It's all right. Sometimes you got to feed them. How can I minister to the people who don't know God? I first got to get on their level, right? I first got to do things that they are accustomed to, or I got to meet a need that they have. Did y'all just hear that? Sometimes you got to meet a need first and then minister to them the things of God. So this man had eaten. He's been running, right? You keep reading. This man has been running. Amen. He's been running. He's running. Now, he was with the Amalekites, and he's been running. He's an Egyptian man. But somehow he got caught up in this little battle. But after they fed him, he came to himself. Now, listen to what the next voice says. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou? And whence art thou? And he said, I'm a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite. And my master left me. Because 3 days agone, I fell sick. Now, y'all listen to this. Can I tell y'all, I'm going somewhere with this right here. I want y'all to know God will make your enemies be your footstool. Do y'all hear what I'm saying tonight? I'm going to say it again for the ones in the back that really don't have the hearing aids in tonight. God will make your enemies be your footstool. God will make your enemies bless you. God will make your enemies snitch folks out that's coming up against you. God will make people tell you truth when they want to lie to you. God, my Shekah, what about Sunday Bosiah tonight? Y'all don't want to have church with me. God will do it. Watch the word. He made an invasion upon us all. All right, let me get to where we're going. So David said to him, canst thou bring me down to this company? See, David was very smart man. And he said, can you bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou would neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. David is making his enemy. God is making his enemies be his footstool. God is using the enemy, come on here, to snitch out on the enemies so that David can overthrow them, so that David can pursue them and recover all. Y'all watch the story. So after he asked this, he wants David to make this promise. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking. Ain't that just like y'all? I'm talking about y'all folks. Y'all know how y'all do. Y'all get some money. Oh, it's a party going on. Y'all better keep y'all's income tax money. Y'all better save, because what's coming on what's here right now? Now, I've been speaking this for a year or so. What's here right now you better save. Because just what if America go into World War III? We binding that up. We renouncing that and denouncing all of that. But what if? Then, and so they're going to put the country, we already in a deficit. So that's going to put the country way under. You ain't going to have a lot of stuff. That's why we've been telling you to grow your own stuff. Stock up on y'all beans right now. Stock up. Because if a lot of countries and if the truck drivers stop running, what y'all going to do? Y'all ain't talking back to me tonight. So listen, God says, this is why our daddy, he prepares us. He prepares his children. He says, stock up on your waters, your cans, your beans, your canned goods, all of your supplies. Stock up on your medical supplies. I'm telling you, I'm trying to help y'all. And make sure you get more than enough so that you have more than enough for somebody else. We should be a distribution site. Every one of us should be able to help two or three families or more. Amen. I said what I said and I mean what I say. You ought to be able to help somebody. You know, everybody's not getting that money. There's some of you getting money that you don't even, and not supposed to get. You're cheating, you're robbing. Uh-huh. And then you want somebody to pray for you to get some more money, and you don't even sow right, and you don't even do right by God with the money you got. Uh-oh, I'm about to get in trouble. I'm about to mess y'all up. I'm about to get some inboxes, but you better not inbox me with that foolishness. Some of y'all get money from the government. Some of you get money. I said what I said. Some of you getting all these big income tax. Some of you got money, all this stimulus money was getting more food stamps than the law allowed. Some people got more than $5,000 a month worth of food stamps. I'm trying to tell y'all something. But did you come to the church and say, I want to sow a $500 or $1,000 worth of food stamps, and you just stocked up on what need to be stocked up on, so if anybody needs something, they can come and get it. Did you do that? No, you didn't. See, we so stingy. That's why you ain't got nothing. You may get the money from the government and the PPP and the AST and the IED and all of that and the UID, but guess what? You won't keep it. You're not going to keep it because you're too stingy. Lord have mercy. Closed hands don't get, nothing can come in a closed hand. And closed mouths don't get fed. But if you open up that hand and begin to release, you will always have. People will come from north, south, east, and west to bless you with your stingy self. I said what I said, and I mean what I say. You're stingy. Glory to God. Would you please, I'm so sick of folks talking about, would you pray for me for some money? Would you pray for me that I get this and that? Sow your way out. If you got a need, sow it. Sow your way out. That's how I did it. Sow your way out. Hallelujah. Sow out of your needs. Whatever you need, Lord have mercy. You got to put a seed on it. Whatever you need, put a seed on it. Sow your way out. That's the best thing you can ever do. Glory to God. And then when things don't work out, you want to say, well, I gave my, you ain't give right. That's why it didn't work. The principle works. If you sow, you're going to reap. If you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. Some of you don't even sow sparingly. You sow penny pinching. You can't penny pinch God. It's his money anyway. Come on, somebody. He is the source. Your job is the resource. I'm not fussing. I'm just telling y'all true facts. So here we go. We're down, and they're eating and drinking. They're dancing. They're partying. And just like us, just like our people, we love to party. We love to barbecue when somebody get a little piece of money, a piece of change. Y'all start to acting strange. Y'all go back to your old ways. But when are you going to become the new man? You get some money, you sow your way, and you save some for a rainy day, a cloudy day, a sunny day. You're going to have to learn to save now. You can't spend every dime you make. You can't spend every dime you get a hold to, right? Y'all don't want to have no church tonight. Glory to God. So as like with our people, we dance, we party. We may throw three parties in 3 days. And when the end of the third day, When you get, once you wake up out of your drunkenness, you find out you ain't got no more money. You just blew $10,000 to $15,000 on a 3-day cookout for people that ain't gonna give you one dime, for people that ain't gonna even give you a ride to the grocery store, for people who's always looking for you to do, and they're not putting in a doggone thing. And you, the Lord have mercy, you fall for it every time. So David smote them from the twilight even until the evening of the next day. Baby, David was fighting, honey. I'm trying to tell you, it was a 24-hour fight. Come on, somebody. Baby, he had the victory. My God. Some of you tonight, I want to let you know you got the victory too. The Bible said, and there escaped not a man of them. Didn't nobody. He took captive of everybody. He slaughtered everybody. There was not another man left to go back and tell. Hallelujah. How they, what the Amalekites couldn't go back and tell not what they did to David, but they couldn't even tell how, Lord have mercy, David came in like a rushing mighty. He had the power of God. He had the force of God backing him. So anytime you got God backing you, you listen, you already got the victory. So the Bible begins to say, and David recovered all. Can y'all say that tonight? And I recovered all. I'm getting ready to recover everything that the devil stole from me. Come on here. I'm getting ready to recover everything that the devil took from me. I'm getting ready to recover everything that I allowed him to take. I'm getting ready to recover all that I, listen, the things that I gave the devil. Ah, Lord have mercy. I'm getting ready to recover all and the spoil. Lord have mercy. Not only are we recovering all, but we getting the spoils too. That means their stuff, I'm going to take the devil's stuff. Come on here. But listen, somebody say, well, he can have my stuff. Yeah. No, baby, he can't have nothing that belong to me. If it belong to me, I want it, and I'm going to get some new stuff. Because with his spoils, hallelujah, I'm going to bless everybody that was connected to me. Is connected to me. I'm going to bless those who have got too faint like David did because they couldn't go on because we just come out of battle. But I'm going to bless them. I'm going to bless the house of God. Yes, sir. Yes, I am. Glory to God. See, y'all don't know how to get blessed, but that's how you get blessed, when you bless the kingdom. I want to tell y'all tonight, for the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violent, what we do, y'all, we take it by force. So some of you tonight, come on, let's take your stuff by force tonight. Glory to God. Take it by force. Take it by force. Take it by force. I came tonight to get everything, hallelujah, that belongs to me. Surely, we're going to recover all. You shall recover all. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care what the situation, it may look like you are out. Two strikes and you looking at the third one. I came to tell you, hit that ball, because surely it's going out of the ballpark. You getting ready to recover. You getting ready to slaughter your giant. You getting ready to slay demons. Come on here. You getting ready to catch them, and you're getting ready to annihilate them in the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, you're getting ready to recover. You're getting ready to recover. You're going to recover over here. You're going to recover over there. Everything you put your hands to, hallelujah, is getting ready to be recovered. You hear me? Whatever you lost and you put your hands to it, God said you're going to get it. You shall obtain it in the name of the Lord. That is the word of the Lord for you guys tonight. Come on, let's clap our hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. You shall recover all. And that's a promise. Glory to God. So listen, come on. We're getting ready to go to the next phase. Amen. I want y'all to come on and give us your name, your city, and your state. Amen. And I want you to give, you know, give the other people a chance. So when you come on, you hear the first voice, y'all wait, hold on. We're coming to you. Amen. We want to give everybody their time and their, you know, be courteous and be kind. We thank God for each and every one of you tonight, our listeners that are tuned in. Amen. So Dr. Kimmy Kim, let's open up these phone lines tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shondo Boshaya. Y'all, we getting ready to recover some stuff. Oh, my shit. I feel in my spirit. I know I had a few more minutes left, but I feel in my spirit recompense. I feel recompense. I'm telling you, God getting ready to recompense some stuff back to you. I'm telling some of you, you've been waiting and anticipating, and God says, I'm getting ready to give it all back to you. So you got money tied up. You've been in some little deals with some people, and they failed on their end, but guess what? God said, you're going to get your money back with interest. I'm trying to tell you, money is coming back to you. There's some of you forgot about it. The lawyer got more money than what he was supposed to. He getting ready to cut you a check. Holly, there's some people that been on jobs. The jobs end up doing some different things, and the people didn't know anything about it. The employees didn't know anything about it, but there come a check that's coming for even the ones who left the job. God said, you getting ready to get a check. I'm telling you, recompense for your service. Recompense for your faith in God. Recompense because you trust God with all your heart, and you're not leaning to your own understanding. And all of your ways, you acknowledge him, and that's why he's directing your path. Woo! Shay, not the Bosiah. Come on and do it, Jesus. A recompense, a reward. Don't you cast away your confidence. For there is a great recompense or reward tonight. How many of you believe God is who he say he is? How many of you believe God is getting ready to do what he said he's going to do? I want to declare and decree over your life tonight that anything God promised, hallelujah, or spoken over your life, it shall come to pass. I don't care if it's 5 years later. It's going to do what God said it's going to do. His word will not return void. It's going to accomplish that with what he set it out to do. And you better believe God. You better wait on God because God is, Lord have mercy, his promises are yea and amen. Hallelujah. Shika. Nobo Shandabase. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Caller, come on here. You are the first one tonight. Glory to God. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready for your reward? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you are ready for your reward tonight? Father, I thank you now that you are getting ready to pour out your blessings upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Our sons and daughters shall prophesy. Amen. Our young old men shall dream dreams. Father, hallelujah. We're getting ready to do what you said we were going to and capable of doing. Even though people doubted it, even though people said it couldn't be done, Father, you're getting ready to show them just who your people are. You're getting ready to reveal to them just who the remnant is. You're getting ready to reveal to them, hallelujah, your chosen ones. They may deny it. They want to deny who we are in you. But God, you're getting ready to show them one by one, by one. Caller, you're on the air.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Julia Hanna. How you doing tonight? This is Minister Evans from Mississippi. I just want to let you know I received that word that you just brought to us. And I'm ready to take everything back from the devil in Jesus' holy name. I'm waiting and I'm expecting on everything that I gave him, everything I'm going to receive back from him. And I love you for that word on tonight. And you
hey,
be blessed.
God bless you. Amen. God Amen. Bless you, woman of God, because recompense is here. Recompense is a compensation or reward given for loss or harm suffered or effort made. I'm trying to tell y'all getting ready to get paid for some damages. Y'all hear me? You getting ready to get paid in full. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Recompense also means to make amends to someone. Hallelujah. We getting ready to be, can y'all say I'm ready to recoup everything God got for me? I'm ready to recoup, Lord have mercy, everything God has for me. I'm trying to tell you, in my ministry, in my business, in my family, in my marriage, and with my children, oh, God, anything that's connected to me, I'm ready to recoup. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, come on here. I receive it in Jesus' name. Woman of God, you receive your recompense. Of reward is here right now. It's here right now. God sees your heart. He knows your thoughts. Hallelujah. And I'm asking God to show you even the more the desires of your heart so that you'll know on the bullshit that it is God. It is of God. There's some things you be thinking you want to do, and you're like, well, you brush it off, and you say, well, I don't know if I can do that, but let me tell you something. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. God is going to strengthen you. He's going to equip you. He's going to prepare the way for you to do everything that you have had before him. You hear me?
Yes,
God hears your, listen, he hears you now. He hears you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he's answering. But as on last night, I told you, God ain't going to, he's not going to do all of the things that he said he's going to do for us until we move some people out of the way. He said, get away out your daddy's house. You may not be in your daddy's house, but he said, but you got to get away from some kinfolk.
Amen.
When you get away from some kinfolk, then you're going to see God go back to how he was blessing you. You're going to see that time come right back again. It's going to call, it's throwing back to flourish. But you got to repent from the place that you're in so that your neck, it's going to be an open door. You hear me? Open door. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got to let some kinfolk go. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not that you don't love them, but you got to get them out of your way.
Amen.
Because they are a hindrance to what God want to do in your life.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord tonight. I thank God for you joining me tonight. I speak the blessings of the Lord, which make it rich and add no sorrow, be upon your life.
Yes.
You go in peace tonight. I love you.
Love you more. Amen.
Amen. I accept. Amen. God bless you. Good evening, caller. You on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. How are you? This is Jamaica calling from Mobile, Alabama.
God bless you. I'm well, and how are you?
I'm blessed just like you.
Oh, yes, we are. Amen. We are indeed blessed tonight. Are you waiting on that recompense?
Amen. I accept.
I know that's right. Hey, listen. Ain't no need to word what the night is going to bring because it's going to be all over in the morning. I'm waiting on my recompense or reward. I'm trying to tell you something. God is getting ready to repay. He's getting ready to repay you for some of the things that you've endured. Hallelujah. Some years ago, some things that you've endured, God said, I'm getting ready to repay you back. And when I pay you back, one thing about God, he going to show up and he going to show out. He don't half step. He don't do like we do. God do it. Listen, when he do it, everybody going to be in awe of what God is about to do for you. You stay encouraged. Encourage yourself and make affirmations over yourself. Speak them over yourself and watch how your spirit man begin to elevate in the realm of the spirit. Thank God for you tonight for joining me. I love you, and you enjoy the rest of your evening.
You do the same. Love you too.
I accept. God bless you. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah.
Good evening, Dr. Sylvia Hunter. How are you this evening?
I'm well. God bless you. How are you?
I'm well. This is KB from the B-Town area. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
And blessings upon blessings to you. Amen.
I accept them blessings. Listen, we all might as well go on and accept it because we're getting ready to get paid back. I'm telling you, we're getting ready to recover all. This word is for you as well. Hallelujah. There's some things you went through. You endured as well. There's some things that was taken from you. I'm trying to tell you something. And because they were taken from you unaware, things that you had no knowledge of, some things you may not still not have no knowledge of, but guess what? God is getting ready. You're getting ready to recover all. All of that stuff. Oh, God said, I'm getting ready to do it just because of you. Just because of your faith, I'm getting ready to reward you. So you might as well get in expectation. I'm talking about high expectation because God's getting ready to answer those prayers and God's getting ready to move for you. But you got to keep making the necessary steps. Keep moving forward. Keep allowing him to thrust you. Don't you stop on this journey. Don't you look to the left or to the right. Stay right where God got you. Keep growing right where you are. Hallelujah. On your knees under the Moshanda Messiah. Oh, seeking the face of God. Don't you get out of that posture. Stay in that posture so that God can bless you, so that God can give you everything that he promised you, hallelujah, for you and your family. And that is the word of the Lord for you tonight. I want you to go in peace because God loves you and so do I. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling. And we praise
you
tonight, God.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. I accept. Thank you, Father. Honda Bushai, I'm ready to receive. Y'all got to be in expectation, though. You can't have your faith down in the dump or acting like you already defeated. The devil is defeated. Listen here. We are more than conquerors. We always have the victory. We know our ending before the beginning. We'll know that anytime we get ready to go into something, something goes wrong, we all should know that we're coming out victorious. Anytime you're a part of God's camp, you're a part of God's kingdom, you are, listen here, you are a believer, you are blood bought, you already know you got the victory. Caller, you on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Y'all know I don't wait on nobody to say nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is your time, but it's my time as well. If you don't want to say nothing, that's okay. I prophesy to the wind. There's somebody that's listening. Hallelujah. Coming back by replay. I'm trying to tell you, I see contracts. I go ahead and obey God. I hear contracts. I see papers. I hear contracts. God said, there's somebody that's listening to me. You're getting ready to get some major contracts. Not only major, they're going to be some government contracts. Something that you didn't know that you could even get. Some things you heard about, but you thought it was out of your reach. God says, I'm getting ready to make it be in your reach. I'm getting ready to give you some contracts. Glory to God. And it's going to take care of you, and you, your family. Come on here. And it's going to take care of other people in the community, because you're not only going to be a blessing to your family, but you're going to bless the community. And that's the reason why, because God said, I see your heart, and your heart is right towards me. And so God said, I'm getting ready to bless you. I don't know who that's for, but I'm just obeying God. Now, Carla, are you on the air? Is there anybody on the air that want to come on? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Good evening, Mama. This is
good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. Give us your name, city, and state.
This is Lonnie calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Amen. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, woman of God, I don't know if you are an expectation, but I'm telling you, I'm ready to get some stuff back. Aren't you ready to get back some things that the devil stole from you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me tell y'all this. God want to give some of you your name back. Oh, God, he want to give you your name back. Your name has been tainted. Hallelujah. Tainted. It's been tainted by others. People have lied on you. People have made false accusations against your name. Oh, God, but God said, I'm getting ready to give you your name back. I'm getting ready to make you credible. You're getting ready to get your credibility back. I'm trying to tell y'all something today. Listen, woman of God, I hear the Lord say for you to come up out of your comfort zone. You got too comfortable. You done got too relaxed. You got to get like a pit bull in the spirit. The things that God got for you, he said, now ain't the time to sit down and wallow. He says, time to fight. Get up and fight. Girl, get yourself up and fight for what belongs to you. You got to fight like a bulldog. Come on here. You got to be like a pit bull in the spirit. You got to go after your stuff. David pursued because God told him to pursue, and surely he shall recover all. Surely, Minister Rodney, you shall recover all. You better get up. Glory to God. It ain't a time to wallow. God wants you to get up from there, because he got great things in store for you. Amen. Great things in store for you. But let me say this. This next move, hear me clearly and make no mistakes about what I'm saying. This next move is going to be a very pivotal point in your life. You got to make sure you make the right move, because if you make the wrong move, it's going to take you back. Make sure that you make the right move. You already, it's in your spirit. God says, seek him. I mean, I'm just talking about just putting it on your mind and forgetting about it. No, you're going to have to seek him for this thing, because it's going to make a difference in your life, whether you go up or whether you go down. Pay close attention to what I just said. Pray on it. Yes. Hallelujah. Let the Lord reveal to you every detail of what he means. This next move, you got to be very careful that you don't get swamped and it takes you under. You hear me? That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. Thank you for joining me. God bless That's you, right. and I love you. Have a good evening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm ready for recompense. Hallelujah. Listen, y'all, it may come in the morning. It may come in 3 days. Somebody say something happens in 3 days. I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. Ah, glory to God. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord. Glory to God, for he is God. He's truly our Father. Hallelujah. There are great things that God has in store for each and every one of us. We should not be afraid of the gospel, ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We should not be afraid to go after the things that God has promised us, the things that he said go after. You need to be in high pursuit. Chasing after God, high pursuit and chasing after the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless him on tonight, for he is worthy to be praised. God gives good gifts to his children. And I don't know about you, but I'm in the need right now of a miracle. I'm standing in the need of a miracle. I asked God, I said, let miracles, signs, and wonders follow me wherever I go, wherever I minister. I want miracle signs and wonders to follow. And we thank God for every great testimony that we get. So this is the last time I'm going to call it. Is there anybody else that want to speak to the apostle tonight? Well, we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Listen, I need for you guys to meet me next week. Listen, I do have my book out. Amen. It's called Keys for Successful Marriages. Right. Amen. It is not we're in negotiation of different places that will, you know, carry the book. But right now I have plenty of them. So if you want a book, you can DM me. Amen. Y'all know I'm Sylvia Hunter. I know I got a fake page that they're doing a fake page, and then it's my page, but, you know, Facebook won't let them take it down because they're making money off of the money that people giving them. You understand? I want y'all to, you know, order a book for me. Amen. And I think that's a blessing. Amen. Sow into me. Sow into my book ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank God tonight for every one of you that have joined me. Listen, I love you guys. I need you to meet me next week. Same bat station, same bat time. I'm so excited. I'm excited about God. You know, it's like a high. When you start talking about God, you know, it's like my adrenaline begins to you know, woo, Lord. I'm excited, right? Hallelujah. But we bless the Lord. Listen, I love each and every one of you. Dr. Kimmy Kim, I love you. You know I love you. I will see you Friday night. Listen, y'all have a great evening. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Shalom.
Everybody, praise the Lord when they, praise the Lord, and when the kingdom comes. This is what got us in trouble right here. These little interludes got us in trouble. Hey, where my old school at? Where my old school at? If you 37 and above, you old school. Just keep that bass line going. Hey, open your mouth!
Open your mouth,
come on, let's go.
Open your mouth,
you gotta open up your mouth. Give them the fruit of your lips. Hey, say something. Say something. Say
something.
Open your mouth. Say something.
Open your mouth. Say something.
You gotta open up your mouth. Clapping is good, but you gotta get the word out. Get the word out. It's the word. It's the word. Yeah.